Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A former South Pittsburgh High School football standout is facing a rape charge in Marion County. Authorities say Jamichael Butler, a 2026 South Pittsburgh High School graduate, was arrested July 8th, charged with one count of rape in connection with an alleged incident that happened back in late June. Buckner was a standout running back for the Pirates, named the 2025 Blue Cross Blue Shield Bowl Most Valuable Player. He had publicly committed to play college football at the University of Virginia's College at Wise. However, university officials told media outlets that Buckner is not currently enrolled at the college. Because the case involves an alleged juvenile victim, the Marion County Sheriff's Office says it cannot release additional details while that investigation remains ongoing. Buckner's case will proceed through the Marion County court system. The American Red Cross has declared a national emergency blood shortage and urging eligible donors to give blood as soon as possible. The Red Cross says the nation's blood supply dropped nearly 25% last month, with the greatest need for platelets and type O positive and B negative blood. Officials say blood donations have really declined since the end of May, while hospitals are using more blood products during the busy summer trauma season. The Red Cross warns if donations don't increase, patient care could be affected. Anyone who donates between now and the 31st will receive a Fandango movie ticket by email valued up to $15. Local blood drives are scheduled for the 23rd at the Hampton Inn in Kimball from 10 until 2:30 and on the 24th at the American Red Cross Donor Center in Chattanooga from 10 until 3. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org, use the blood donor app, or call 800-RED-CROSS. Common Spirit Health, formerly known as CHI Memorial, says they continue working to resolve radiology delays following the recent transition to a new imaging services provider. Hospital officials say some outpatient imaging services remain temporarily paused while the health system works to reduce backlogs and prioritize the most urgent cases. Patients affected by the delays are being contacted directly to reschedule appointments. Common Spirit says inpatient imaging, cardiology, vascular services, interventional radiology, mammography, and surgeries have not been impacted by the radiology issue. Meanwhile, the Center for Sports Medicine and Orthopedics has announced that beginning in August, many joint replacement, foot and ankle, and sports medicine surgeries will be performed primarily at Park Ridge. The practice says patients will continue seeing the same physicians and receive the same quality of care, while hand and spine surgeries will continue at Memorial. Officials say the change is intended to expand access to orthopedic care and is not related to the current radiology delays. While home sales slowed across the nation last month, the tri-state housing market continues to outperform many parts of the country when it comes to affordability. The Chattanooga metro area saw median home prices reach about $356,000. That's up 4% from last year. In Dade County, housing remains among the most affordable in Northwest Georgia. Combined with property tax bills that are 35 to 45% below the Georgia average, the county continues to attract buyers looking for value and an easy commute to Chattanooga. Walker County remains below the state property tax average, making it an attractive option for commuters and families seeking lower housing costs. And DeKalb and Jackson counties in northeast Alabama, home prices remain among the lowest in the region there, while Alabama continues to rank among the states with the nation's lowest property taxes. In Marion County, home prices remain well below the Chattanooga metro average, helping attract buyers looking for affordable housing while still being within commuting distance of Chattanooga. Local real estate professionals say inventory is improving, bidding wars have become less common, and buyers now have more negotiating power. However, mortgage rates between 6.3% and 6.5% continue to challenge affordability. And the public is invited to take part in Georgia's annual statewide Bible reading today. That'll be at the Dade County Courthouse tonight at 7 p.m. It's part of a statewide observance bringing communities together to read Scripture and pray for Georgia and the nation. Everyone is welcome to attend and participate. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.